It is Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. You're listening to Full Time. Now, when I say these names to you, Johanna Konta, Raheem Sterling, Chris Froome and Mo Farah, you're thinking to yourself, well, they're British athletes. British athletes who have performed very well on the international scene. But when you look at it, Johanna Konta, Hungarian, born in Australia. Raheem Sterling, born in Kingston. Chris Froome was born, I believe, in Kenya. And Mo Farah, born in the African continent. So if you think to yourself, what is international allegiance about? And then I move it across to Merseyside and I think about Ray Houghton, John Aldridge, Kevin Sheedy and Kevin Kilbane, all born here but wanted to show their international allegiance and went on to play for Ireland. Our next guest is a man who shares that same dream. His name is Leon Reid and the deadline day is fast approaching for the Bath-born athlete's dreams of running for Ireland at next month's World Athletic Championships. And there are a few roadblocks. First of all, Leon, you're very welcome to Radio City Talk. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great having you on. Tell me a little bit about your story, right? You were born in Bath, as I just said, but you both your mother, your birth mother and your foster mother are both of Irish ancestry and indeed one of them born in Ireland as well. And this has always been something that you wanted to do. Give me a view of your background and then we'll talk about your current position in World Athletics.
Yeah, so my birth mum was born in Belfast. My stepmom was born down in Wexford, Escorthy. So we've got loads of family down there. And I've run for Northern Ireland in the 2014 Commonwealth Games, where I finished in the semi-finals as a young kid. I was only 18. But from then, it's always slowly been moving across more to Ireland, especially like when I've been going over more, seeing more family. They've always been like, why are you not running for us? And then there was a few hiccups with British Athletics, and then we finally decided to make the move to move over to Ireland and represent them.
So coming from Ireland over to here and knowing how the world of funding, specifically in sport, is at home, before we talk about your passion and your need to do it, it must be tough trying to get funding because in Britain you've a bigger pool, you've more finances, you've probably got more sponsorship opportunities than back in Ireland. Do you not feel it could be a bit of a risk from that point of view?
Yeah, it could be, but it's not always about the money. Well, technically, I am currently still running for Great Britain, but I still work three jobs and sometimes get like 6 hours sleep a night. So it's more for the passion more than the money. So
you're a man after my own heart, Leon. You genuinely are a man after my own heart. You're speaking to a very proud Irish man here. So I get it. I understand it. And I know we've named some of these players. We had Ray Houghton on the show last week. I spoke to Kevin Kilbane a couple of weeks ago. I know how passionately they want to represent Ireland and have done, and they look back at a brilliant career because of that. So tell me about your own abilities, because your own abilities are phenomenal. And is this because, do you think this is the reason we haven't heard of you as much? Because you have been taken away from the limelight by those who promote athletics, specifically here in Britain, because of your aspirations to run for someone else?
Yeah, in a way, but I'm only ranked, I think I'm fifth in the UK at the moment, which obviously is still amazing, but we do have some really, really amazing athletes, like the likes of Adam Jamili and Zana Hughes. So, not so much I've been put out of the limelight, but I've just done my own thing, really. I've had a couple of bad years and I've just been working my way back up to good fitness, and it's finally come true. And then I've wanted to move over from last year, so this is before I was even running well. I still wanted to run for Ireland, and then I managed to run the world qualifying time, and it's all been put on hold over I think somebody forgot to reply to an email, so a bit frustrating.
Right, let's talk about the issue. We will in a second. I'm looking at your times, 20.38, 20.54, Irish perspective, because that would, if you were representing Ireland, there you go, it would be there out for everyone to see. But because of this issue now at the moment, it's not really happening. So I've seen you put an open letter on your Twitter feed today as well, because you're trying to get this across to someone like Lord Coe. Tell me the roadblocks, tell me what the situation is, and talk to me about that email you were talking about.
Well, so we started the process last June. I think it was the 22nd of June, 2016. We sent in the application for me to leave Great Britain and then move over to Ireland. And then everybody said yeah. Everybody said yeah. On the GB half, everybody said yeah on the Ireland half. And then Ireland started the process. And then I was applying for my passport, which took a couple of months to come. We finally got that. And then all systems were go. Everybody said yeah, as far as I was aware anyway. So in my head, the process has been done. I've come over. I've won the indoor nationals, the Irish indoor nationals of the 60 metres and the 200 metres. So I've won both of those. And then coming now towards this half of the season, I was still waiting to hear back because they'd put this international ban in. And then I've spoke to my coach. We spoke to the IAAF. We've gone through everyone's emails, blah, blah, blah. And then it seems like there's just someone was just a bit negligent and just forgot to reply to an email, which put everything on hold.
Now, there is the other side of things. There are those who will say that if you're coming over here, you're taking somebody else's place. And that's very, I suppose it's very popular thought with anybody who's talking about athletes who have represented one country and then go on to represent another. That's the reason this block has been put in place. This is something that the International Athletics Foundation or Federation have said, look, we're going to put a stop on this until we work out the best way to deal with that. Would that be the easiest way of explaining it?
Yeah, it would. If I was Turkish and I was from Dubai and they were paying me loads of money to come over, but I'm not getting paid money to come over. I'm doing this through heritage and I just want to run, really. I wouldn't be taking anybody's team on the World Championship team because no one's qualified apart from me. I think if I was an Irish athlete by now, I think I'm second on the all-time list ever. So, and I don't think we're taking any sprinters on the male side for the World Championships, which is disappointing if I don't get to go.
So you've got a deadline of the start of next week for this to get sorted out. How are you feeling about this? And how realistic are you about this actually happening? And if it doesn't happen, then what's the next step?
Well, we're always a bit hopeful. There's always been glimmers of hope, which then they've shown us the light and then they've slammed the door in our face. So we've just carried on going and going. And we're trying to get British Athletics to say and maybe look at their emails and just say, okay, yeah, we made a mistake. Would we be able to get Leon moved across because the process had started and stuff like that? So
it's not hard to check an email. Look, if I want to check my emails from somebody or something, I just put it into the search engine and there they are. What is the delay and why is there a delay?
I don't think people want to take responsibility for what's happened because you don't want to be the person that said, oh, yeah, we said he could move countries and then he sent me an email and then I went and got a cup of tea and then his name got moved two names down. So I think it's more just a little lack of duty of care and a bit of negligence. So I'm just hoping that someone at British Athletics can go through their emails and say, if I have messed up, then I'm sorry. How can I rectify this?
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. You're listening to Full Time. This is Leon Reid, who's in a very strange situation. He officially, I suppose, at the moment is a British athlete. He comes from Irish ancestry. He has represented Northern Ireland in the Commonwealth Games. And ahead of a deadline, which is next Monday, he wants to race in the World Athletic Championships for Ireland but isn't getting the opportunity because of what we think is a clerical error of some description. But Leon, tell me about the positives you've had because you went over to Wexford, you have some links and some family members over there and you sort of were knocking around a running club and they said, do you know what, just stick on our shirt here and do a bit of running for us, and that went very, very well, did it not?
Yeah, no, it did. I was over in the indoors and it all came apart when it was on my uncle's Facebook and one of the Irish coaches wrote happy birthday on his page and I messaged him and I said, oh, why are you messaging my uncle? That's a bit out of order. I don't know why you got my family on Facebook. And then it turns out that we are actually related. So I spoke to him a bit more and then I flew over to go and see him and then I found out he was part of like a pretty newly ran an Irish club and they were like, why don't you run for us if you're looking for an Irish club? We don't have loads of money, we don't have amazing talent or anything like that, but we'll pat you on the back and we'll wish you good luck before every race. And from then I joined up with a group. We went to Torremolinos in Malaga and we really hit it off, and then from then we've just been working really hard together. He's playing really well.
That's the is the Manapians club, is it?
Yeah. It is.
So that's that. What happens is, like, and any friends of mine who've come over to Ireland with me, anyone from over here, they don't want to go home. And I get it. I totally understand it, because you've made bonds now with this team. You're obviously, you know, your culture and your heritage comes with you as well, because it's not something that you can leave behind. And then you make friends and you recognise the way in which we are with people. It's very, very similar to here in Liverpool. It's a very similar attitude to people. It's being treated well. It's, you know, it's friendly. It's like it's the welcoming attitude. And I'm sure you got all of that and more when you were over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Some of the boys I've known for, I'd say, about 2 months now, but we speak every day. And they're not so much, they're not 22, 23, they're 16, 17, and they're just like family now. So it's not something I want to change.
So if you could reach out to, let's just say, the person in charge of the email server at British Athletics, to make this move. And like I said earlier on, someone that Ray Houghton, John Aldridge, who's in the studio very regularly, as is Kevin Sheedy. Kevin Kilbane has been in this very show. All men who have been born here, but their heritage gave them their opportunity to play for their country. And there's a great story, actually, as an aside here, Leon. I spoke to Kevin Kilbane about this. He was playing for Preston, and Sam Allardyce was the manager of Preston, and they just won, I think, the under-19s league. And they were presented with the trophy, and they went all into the changing rooms after the match. And it was like, congratulations, lads, brilliant year, can't ask for more. And it comes on the back of one of you lads, I've just heard, you've got an international call-up. Big round of applause, Kevin Kilbane. And
oh, wow. Little
did Kev know at the time, it was an international call-up from England.
Oh, wow.
And Kev had to go into the changing rooms with Sam Allardyce on his own and say, look, it's not for me. I don't see myself representing England. So there's a story you can bring with you.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So,
definitely.
Tell me about what you would like to say to those in charge now. What would you like to say? Because you only and tell me about when is the cutoff point?
I think it's Sunday evening. The last and final selections for the World Championships are. So we've only a couple of days.
So you're going, as far as you know, you would be selected for Ireland if you were given the option by those in charge and the powers that be.
I'm not definitely, but they're more than likely to say yeah, as I'm second on the all-time list and I've got the qualifying time and hopefully I've got a good story behind me now, so they'll be able to put that on show and then I'll be able to make everybody proud.
And what is the process and what are the Irish saying to you from that point of view?
Well, we're still stuck in limbo because we've done our job. We've filled out all the paperwork, we've got the passports, we've done all the sign-in, the sending off, we've done the backflips, the roly-polies. It's not in our hands, it's completely up to the other powers that be.
And tell me about this tattoo. I'm hearing there's a tattoo on its way to sort of, I suppose, completely embody what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I have got an Irish clover on my right forearm, but I've just got a new saying on the back which me and my cousin Shane O'Cormack, we came up with when we were in Spain, actually.
Are you going to share it with us?
Yeah, it's only I've got an English heart, but I've got Irish blood pumped through that, and that's in Gaelic, so.
Good, that's a Morrissey quote as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent, amazing. Well, look, all I can say is good luck, because no matter what your background, whether you're listening to this, obviously we're across Liverpool, Merseyside, North Wales at the moment. We have a selection of people from all across the world listening to this at the moment. You will all, every person, have a longing and a yearning for one particular country, and it's a shame, if nothing else, you're not just running. That's all you want to do. You just want to run at the moment.
that's all it is. I'm not trying to get in anyone's way or push anybody out of the team. There's no one else in front of me or stopping me. It's literally just one email, just one signature that could change everything.
And tell me, how hopeful are you for this getting sorted?
I'm 99% sure. Well, I'm 99% hopeful it gets sorted, but there's always that slither of hope that it's not going to go through. But if that happens, I'll be disappointed and we'll look at other options.
So. Well, Well, look, I know from speaking to John in here, John Ullage in here a lot, and as I said, Ray Houghton was on the show the other day, it's not necessarily the accent that you were born with. It's what's deeper inside. And, you know, the same thing works the other way around. You look at Johanna Konta, as we said, Raheem Sterling, Chris Froome, Mo Farah, they were the polar opposite. They came from a different country, and then they came here and represented England and Great Britain in some of their situations as well. So it's a need for many different people, many different cultures. Can I say good luck just with getting back on the track? And, you know, I suppose I can say this as an Irishman. It'll be great to see you in a green vest when and if it does happen.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully sooner rather than later. But yeah, thank you.
Brilliant having you on the show. I know most people. Are you frustrated?
I am frustrated, but I've had so much good feedback from Twitter and Facebook. I think it's been shared over 200 times on Facebook. 90,000 people have seen it on Twitter, so we're hopeful.
Well, look, what I'm going to do is this chat we're having right now, I'm looking behind the glass. I have a very, very able producer who's shaking his head. This actual conversation we're having right now, we'll get it. We'll stick it up on at Radio City Talk. We'll stick it on Leon Reid's Twitter. We'll tag you in. We'll stick it on my Twitter at Connor Phillips, and we'll see if we can get a few more people involved in the story as well. All right.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks.
Super having you on the show, and brilliant news. That is Leon Reid. Brilliant news that he is such a special runner, and a runner that people want on their team. Hasn't really worked out for him from Team GB's perspective, but he wants to go and run for Ireland. And no matter what happens, and I know you will and possibly could say I'm being biased here because me being an Irishman, but just somebody with that kind of talent, 20.38 for the 200 metres. He smashed his personal best recently, and he's still only a youngster. Just to get him back on the track and get him back running for anybody at this stage, right? So that'll be up very shortly at Radio City Talk, and thanks to Chris behind the glass. I've just given him a good 25 minutes more work to do there that he didn't think he had, right?